We put together an issue that looks at the state's history in a lot of different ways. We've got an essay in there by Sandra Day O'Connor, something by Hugh Downs, Marshall Trimble, the state historian, wrote a piece for us on the history. But really sort of the cream of the crop, I think, is this photo essay that we did, which is 100 Years in Pictures, where we feature more than 100 photos ranging from 1912 up to now.
And typically in Arizona highways, you have these wonderful landscapes. And in this issue, there are more cityscapes and people and signs.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we actually debated that because, you know, how do you do any issue without showing the Grand Canyon or Sedona or the San Francisco Peaks? But it turns out those things haven't changed much over the last 100 years. So we were really trying to showcase for our readers around the world some of the differences that you see today versus back then.
Describe for us a picture that really stands out in your mind that's among all the pictures in this issue.
Well, boy, that's a tough question because there are so many that do that. For example, there was a great shot of a train in Tucson, and this was in the 1920s, maybe even the late teens, and it was bringing in ice from California. And, you know, today, you know, we take our refrigeration and we take our air conditioning for granted. And so there were a lot of those kinds of photos that really stood out as showing the differences over the last 100 years.
It looks like you put a lot of effort into a 100-year timeline of Arizona as well, starting in 1912.
That was fun, too, because, you know, you look back and, for example, in 1912, when Arizona became a state, the University of Arizona banned ragtime music. And, you know, there were interesting things like that. You know, water fountains were banned during the influenza seasons and things that you just don't think about.
You have articles written by Sandra Day O'Connor and Hugh Downs, but truly one of the featured people in this issue is Lavonna Evans.
Ms. Evans was born on the same day that Arizona became a state. She is an amazing woman. And one of my favorite quotes from her is that she likes to bake bread for the elderly. This is how she spends her time. She recently renewed her driver's license. She is in gardens, you know, regularly. She's an amazing woman. I don't have the numbers in my head, but in the story we talk about how many grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren, and I think the number totals almost 100.
And give us a hint about what Hugh Downs talks about in his essay.
Well, you know, when we set out to do this issue, we thought about who we'd want to write essays. And obviously, Ms. O'Connor was first, you know, to mind just because of her long history growing up on a ranch in southern Arizona. But we wanted somebody who wasn't a native Arizonan. And it turns out he made an interesting point, which was he's glad he wasn't born here because he worries he might have taken some of these things for granted. And I think that was a really, really great point.